Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-I, I'm not going to name the name of this particular person for his privacy, but he writes, Dr. Dahlia, I get skid marks a lot on my underwear. I followed your advice and changed to darker underwear, but the problem is I stink. What do you have in terms of recommendations? And then he kind of goes on to, you know, how he's afraid that if he walks by somebody at work, it smells well. That's a good question. You know, skid marks. We've talked about that. Remember there was a study on the best way to wipe your butt? Remember on the best way to use toilet paper? But, you know, the problem with skid marks is you could have as clean a wipe as possible. What ends up happening? Do you guys know why you get skid marks? Okay, I don't care if you're eating breakfast. Put it down. The reason why you get skid marks is you think you do either A, you aren't doing a clean, thorough wipe. Or B, you're wiping, but you have an E version of the anus as you sit and put pressure on it, which is why, guys, I keep telling you guys, like, use a hemorrhoid pillow like me, then you don't get any skid marks, right? Well, girls don't get skid marks anyway, right? And we women don't poop and we don't fart, nothing, none of that. That's only a guy thing. But you get an E version of the anus. So if you have remnants a poop up in there, after you sit, it then gets on the underwear. Okay? So I'm not saying don't sit all day, but you also have to be careful because you really can't get the toilet paper up and in there as well as you should. So I like to recommend, I really don't have patients ask this stuff. You know, luckily my listeners are cool. My patients don't ask me that, although, you know, I should probably ask the patient. I always learned in medical school, if your patient doesn't ask you a question, you should ask the patient the question because they probably have a question about it. So I'll start doing that. I'll start asking my patients about skid marks. But the thing is you don't get skid marks if your poop was a clean break. Remember I told you Richard Pryor would talk about clean breaks where when you would poop, it'd be a clean break and there'd be no mess. Okay? If you don't have a clean break and it's messy, your potential to have skid marks like rise is 97%. I don't really know what the exact percentage is because I don't know if there's been a study. I'm sure the government has wasted money on a study such as that, especially when they're monitoring cow farts. So, something you could do is if you have hair down there, sometimes hair could get in the way and sometimes hair could trap it. So sometimes making sure that area is clean, but you got to also be careful if you shave too much. I never recommend shaving around that area because if you nick yourself, now you have colonic bacteria that, yes, I'm talking about this. You can have colonic bacteria from the anal area that kind of gets into any cuts in that. No, this is not a children's show. If your kids are in the minivan, tell them to go listen to something else. I'm teaching you guys something, okay? So I would be very careful with clippers or shavers or razors or anything down there. I would also recommend that if you do wear underwear, you wear underwear that is not 100% cotton. You wear underwear that has maybe a touch bit of nylon or something, okay? It just seems to sweat less, all right, and that seems to help. Of course, being clean. Another thing you could do, I mean, if you're really, really concerned that, you see, people with hemorrhoids may also have more of this issue because, again, it's very hard to clean them all. Sometimes cleaning with a Tux pad may, the hazelnut, The witch Hazel. Yeah, I'm sorry, my Candy Crush is on. Hazelnuts. Sometimes cleaning with a tux. A lot of you guys use baby wipes. Baby wipes is not bad. I remember catching my English teacher in high school with baby wipes on his desk. And I'm like, wait, what? And he got all mad. Well, now I know. It's probably because he used that to wipe his tush. Fine by me. But tux may help and give you a better clean. But baby wipes are good, too. But another thing you could do is if you're really, really worried about that, you could put a little piece of toilet paper, soft toilet paper, into that crevice. Use that as a barrier between your underwear and stuff. You can even use a mini pad. I mean, you know, I don't understand why you guys aren't making more money than you are. One of you should invent a skid mark mini pad for guys. I know. I'm thinking about that. I probably shouldn't have told you guys because I can make a lot of money. Where you basically use a panty liner, but it's not a panty liner. It's something that'll stick to guys' underwear and help prevent the skid mark. Now, some of you guys are like, wait a second. Wait, what kind of a guy cares about him having skid marks? If he's a real guy, it's a sign of pride. I hear you. I mean, I live in a house of men. So at the end of the day, it's a contest on, you know, who soiled their underwear more. And I'm the one that has periods, so if I were them, I wouldn't even compete. So I hope that helps. But, you know, when somebody has skin marks from a medical standpoint, I want to make sure they're not having a hemorrhoid problem. Want to make sure they're not having a fissure problem. And one of you had asked me a long, long time ago, which is why we talked about, you know, wiping rectums well, about the acidity. You know, and the inflammation that you get down there, right? You know, you want to make sure the area is clean because otherwise it gets red and chaffed and all that other stuff. All right, and then I think that's about it. You know, are we good? And then of course the dark colored underwear always helps. And wash the underwear. No re-wearing underwear. All right, because now some of you may say, you know what? No skid mark. I'm good. So I can re-wear the underwear. No, can't re-wear the underwear. Because even if there's no skid mark, there could still be microscopic stuff on there. That's disgusting. Well, I could just flip it around and wear it backwards. No. Okay. All right. Good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, I teach you guys something on this show. You know, this isn't supposed to be just all entertainment. I'm actually teaching you guys some real good medicine. In fact, by the time you finish listening to my show after a couple of years, you guys could actually probably get a medical degree. That's how much I teach you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess, you know, I am teaching you guys so much I think my bosses are happy and they're like, keep going. Okay, I was going to talk about some other minutia thing, but I guess I'll keep teaching you guys something. So there was a study that came out saying taking too many vitamin pills will increase your risk of heart disease and cancer. This is not the first time we heard this, where some of these vitamins that you guys are taking are causing increased calcification in your coronary arteries or putting you at risk for cancer. So now we have another study coming out saying, the Dr. Tim Byers, that's exactly what the study said. Yeah. That's what we pay for, people. Dr. Tim Byers of the University of Colorado Cancer Center said, we are not sure why this is happening at the molecular level, but evidence shows that people who take more dietary supplements than needed tend to have a higher risk of developing cancer. 2 decades ago, research found that people who ate more fruits and vegetables tend to have less cancer. So Dr. Byers began to investigate if taking extra vitamins and minerals would further reduce the risk of developing the disease. You see, what I always thought in medical school was when you go to supplements, it's interesting, okay? If you eat like crap, you're going to be more inclined to go and grab an over-the-counter vitamin. That's what I always thought. That was back in medical school time, okay? So, you know, a few years ago, okay? So, you're eating like crap, so you're trying to take a vitamin to supplement the fact that you're eating like crap. But then, we had a whole new generation of people where the healthy people were the ones taking the supplements. The healthy people, the people getting into shape, the people in the gym, the people taking care of themselves were the ones taking supplements. And you're like, well, wait a second. So if I want to do what the healthy people do, I'm going to start popping these supplements. So my theory is we have more people on supplements than we ever had. And now, you know, when you start to look at populations of cancer, since so many people have taken supplements at some point, you know, in their time or not, it just looks like these things may not be protecting us from cancer. But why would it look like it's causing the cancer? All right. So anyway, he said they first tested dietary supplements in animal models, and they found that the results were promising. Eventually, they went to move on to the human populations, and they studied thousands of patients for 10 years who were taking the dietary supplements and placebos. But they found that the supplements not only were not beneficial, but some people actually got more cancer while on the vitamins, end quote. One trial exploring the effects of beta-carotene supplements showed that taking more than the recommended dosage increased the risk for developing both lung cancer and heart disease by 20%. Folic acid, which was thought to reduce the number of polyps in the colon, actually increased colonic polyps. Folic acid, you know, we love fortifying with folic acid. We love making sure pregnant women take their folic acid to avoid neural tube defects in fetuses and feti. We say fetuses. So folic acid, we've been, you know, touting as a very, very important supplement. But who knew that it could possibly increase colonic polyps? And if you're going to get colon cancer, it's going to come from a polyp. Not all polyps turn to cancer. But colon cancer comes from polyps. So Dr. Breyer said this is not to say that people need to be afraid of taking the vitamins and minerals. If taken at the correct dosage, multivitamins can be good for you, but there is no substitute for good nutritional food. He added that most people get the daily recommended doses of vitamins and minerals if you eat healthy meals. One big argument we had 20, 30 years ago was the farmland was depleted and the soil was depleted of minerals, that any vegetables we ate were so deathly depleted of vitamins that you had to take vitamins. I don't know if that's really the case. All right? You know, they should take a look at the average tomato or the average potato or the average carrot now and take a look at the amount of vitamins that are in there. I think they're still pretty damn packed. Now, what we do need to probably do is increase the amount that we're eating. You know, my kids will try to eat, you know, one vegetable a week. No, you need to have 5 to 9 a day. So he concluded, at the end of the day, we have discovered that taking extra vitamins and minerals do more harm than good. Now, some of you are like, I don't understand how that could be. How could folic acid be bad for you and good for you at the same time? Well, he's not saying folic acid from vegetables. He's saying folic acid from a supplement. Okay? We need to know what is in these supplements that could be possibly causing the cancer or the heart disease. Is it a food coloring? Is it a substrate that's used? You know how Environmental Working Group will take a look at, there's another consumer watchdog group that'll take a look at products and go, look, so you're using a chemical and this chemical in the product is what's bad. That's what I think is going on. I think that we have so many different forms out there of these vitamins and so many different delivery methods that in order to make a vitamin soluble or in a state that you could swallow it in a pill, you have to have all these other compounds within that capsule or within that pill or within that liquid, etc. And so when you take in that, there could be something in that that's causing the problem. For example, vitamin C tablets. All right, people have always talked about vitamin C tablets or calcium tablets causing kidney stones. Is it that eating an orange or a banana is going to cause a kidney stone or drinking a glass of milk? Not entirely. But the chalkiness to some of these tablets could be what's messing with the kidneys. We've been looking at vitamins and we've been dealing with these in our stores and having them on our kitchen table. I remember my mom having the little Flintstones vitamin next to my Fruit Loops. You know, I mean, we've been on these and told that we have to be on these for so long that we forget that they're man-made. We are putting something in our body that's man-made that our body may not recognize. You know, people always say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, UMDs are so anti-homeopathic and anti-alternative medicine and anti-natural. And I'm like, first of all, don't stereotype all of us. But number two, if you're really being natural, okay, I mean, you know, the argument I'm making here is probably more natural than what some other sources may say. And I apologize for stumbling on my words here. All right, you know, I'm saying if you want to get your vitamins and you want to get natural ingredients in you, then just go to the gosh darn fruit. Okay, I mean, if you want to add cinnamon, all right, and get, you know, increase cinnamon or increase garlic to help your heart and blood pressure, go get some honest-to-God garlic. Why are you taking a garlic pill or a cinnamon pill? All right? You're worried about a bladder infection. You're worried about kidney health, so you want to take cranberries. Well, then go and get some cranberries and eat the gosh darn cranberries. But no, you guys are going for cranberry pills. I mean, who's against naturopathy and alternative medicine now, all right? You know, this is what's so frustrating, guys. You know, I have patients that frustrates the hell out of me. They come into my office saying, Dahlia, do not give me Lipitor or a medicine for my cholesterol. I'm going all natural. So I'm going, okay, well, they're probably adding the extra garlic to their food. They're probably eating a lot of fish. So I'm thinking foods on their plate, and they come in with seven bottles of capsules. You tell me what the hell is the gosh darn difference? Oh, but these are natural. No, it's not. Is that a piece of fish on your plate? No. You're taking fish oil capsules. That's fine. I'm a fan of fish oil, but don't be telling me I'm anti-natural when you don't even put the rational food on your plate and you're going for supplements. You dig? You understand? Now, I understand homeopathy is great. Acupuncture is great. Some of the things naturopaths do, awesome. All right. I dig all of that. But you as a patient cannot be hypocritical. And so now we're being told that some of these supplements, maybe we may see increased risk of cancer, increased risk of heart disease because of these supplements. It's not the natural form of the vitamin, but it's supplements. Take a look at what you're putting in your body. That cobalt blue pill that you're putting in your body may be bad for you. So if you want to get the extra calcium, if you want to get the extra protein, if you want to get the extra vitamin C, vitamin A, beta carotene, then go get the foods that are rich in that and eat that. And you want to know what? You'll probably save a hell of a lot of money. Don't be telling me buying cranberries is more expensive than cranberry pills. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let me read you this email really quick here. Got to make sure he doesn't cuss in this because I have to, I'm not allowed to, yeah, by the way, guys, when you do send me an email, please no cuss words because if I read it directly off air without without screening it in terms of cuss words, I could get into a lot of trouble. Jackson writes, you doctors complain about Obamacare and the state of our health system, but you don't get off your blanks and do something about it. With the exception of you, I never see your colleagues at any political rallies or up in Washington. Rand Paul, really? Obviously he lives in Las Vegas. I haven't really been at a lot of political things lately because I'm busy taking care of patients. Okay? You know, I'm being a doctor. People think that we're able to take off and go golfing and go on fancy vacations. I probably take 1 week vacation a year if I'm lucky and if we could afford it. And any other trip I do is usually work-related. And to do that, it takes an act of Congress to make sure that your office is covered and your patients are covered and you have a means to take care of the patients, etc. So it's not that easy. Now, yes, if you're in a sort of facility where you have 10 other doctors covering call and covering patients, yeah. But still, you get called and still you get asked about a patient because you know them. Who knows them better than you? And so when you look at what doctors do, and a lot of the things we do, like, for example, I'm waiting desperately to hear on a lab that I ordered, a stat lab. All right, I can't just go away and hope that the document that I was working on or, tax papers or whatever a lot of these other professions do, I can't just leave that for the weekend. All right. And so, you know, when you don't see a lot of doctors stop and go to Washington, okay, you got to understand that, you know, even though everybody else's professions has a lot of work and deadlines, et cetera, you know, you could get into a lot of trouble, all right, ignoring the potassium or ignoring the salt, et cetera. And going out of town is a lot more difficult for a doctor to do than you think. Now, I'm not saying that that's an excuse for us not to be involved politically, but that's one excuse, and it's actually a very valid one. Now, you know, I still don't understand. Really, so Dolly said a lawyer could take off what time and doctors can't? No. We all have responsibilities. But unfortunately, some of our responsibilities dictate that we can't be 100% into something else when we're there. You understand? Okay? So even if I'm on vacation, right? We were doing the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise with the radio show. We did that a few years in a row. I have to stop doing that because, yeah, I have a satellite phone, etc., but I need to be available for my patients all the time. And I need my staff to get a hold of me, so I can't do that. I know some of you are like, oh, boo-hoo, Dahlia can't go to Alaska anymore. I probably could. I don't want, you know, sympathy, but my patients have to come first. And when you become political and you start to go for a cause, some of the most effective, right, political advocates or lobbyists, etc., do that full time. When you jump in for a cause, you need to jump in full time, headstrong. You know, like I'm trying to do Nevada Blood Donation Day here in the state. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. We have volunteers. We got United Blood Services, American Red Cross, who are doing the brunt of the work. All right. But I'm not donating as much time as I really need to for that effectively. Yeah. I mean, don't you guys think I would love to be in Washington? Right? You know, trying to tell these senators and congressmen and representatives how the hell to do health care. Don't you think I would love to? I don't have the time. And my patients don't want that. Well, some of my patients like, Dahlia, good, leave me alone. This way you don't, you know, make me go get a colonoscopy. But the majority of my patients, they want me here. Rand Paul, I'm not sure how much he's practiced medicine. I keep on forgetting that he's a doctor. I keep on forgetting, you know, because again, you know, you always see him in Congress and you always see him, you know, obviously, with what he's doing. You know, people voting for Rand Paul are not voting for him for the medical side of it. They're probably voting for him for his stance on certain issues. So I can't really talk about that, whether you like him or not. I'm kind of watching the Republican race very closely as well as the Democratic race. I'm kind of wondering what's going on Hillary's side of things. Apparently, there's been some flirtations with Mayor de Blasio from New York possibly running against her. maybe Elizabeth Warren. I don't know. I mean, the Democrats, I don't think, want any other Democrats debating Hillary to give Republicans ammunition. So I'm not sure what's going on that end. And then you see a slew of Republican possibilities on the other side. But our healthcare system is extremely important, but it's not going to be the big pivotal point of our election. Okay. I think a lot of people realize that our healthcare system now is really going kaput. And yes, we need somebody to come in and fix it, but we also know that nobody can do false promises. Just getting up there saying, look, I'm going to repeal Obamacare and I'm going to fix this whole mess Obama did. We understand that it sounds better than it is. Okay? I mean, I don't know how one person is going to fix this mess. This is a complete mess. But what's really important to people right now is jobs, employment, then making sure they have jobs, then making sure they have health care, they making sure that they have national security, ISIS, their kids being safe, safety with, our police force, safety in our communities, et cetera. This is what people are concerned about. And so that's what's going to win this election, somebody that will convince us that we're all treated equal, that we're all being safe, we're making sure Americans get jobs before we give jobs away to other people, and we're on top of things when it comes to health care and making sure we have access and good health care. Somebody that comes up with that sort of a platform is going to probably win over all the different, sorts of, bits that people are fighting over. So, you do have a point. You don't really generally see doctors as politically involved. The other thing, too, also is in the medical communities, we do have the American Medical Association. We do have a huge medical lobby. You do have a lot of fractionation within, doctors groups. Some doctors for Obamacare, some don't. The more doctors I talk to, the less are for it. But again, it depends on where you work. It depends on the demographic you're dealing with. If you're seeing more of your patients get Medicaid and get access and these patients are happy and they're telling you they're happy, then you're going to be happy. But with my groups of patients, my patients that are telling me that I have a very middle class, I have it from lower income to middle class to middle upper class. I don't see the high upper class patients because they go and get concierge. So I see anywhere from lower income to upper middle income. And the 99% of those patients are like, this sucks. And they're not saying it because they think that's what I want to hear. You know, I'm like, look, if you're getting health care, if you're happy with this plan, then I'm happy for you. If you like the fact that you could get this plan and do this, but they're like, no, I'm paying $500 a month now. I'm paying $500 more than I used to. When my patients tell me they hate it, then I hate it. Okay? Because again, I'm not looking at Obamacare so much from a doctor's standpoint. All right. Remember, me being in radio, I can't just sit there and be all about me and go, yeah, I don't like it because I'm making less money. Okay, I'm making less money, that's fine. But that I have no problem with that sacrifice. Okay, because again, it's not like I wear a lot of fancy clothes, I don't wear jewelry. I can make less money, I'm fine with that. What I'm not fine with is my patients not getting their tests. We're gonna be talking about after the next break where the expert panel on the government panel on mammograms is sticking to the task force is sticking to their recommendation that women could start their mammograms at 50 and just go every couple years. All right, I think this is ridiculous. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Fellas.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I really want to quickly here talk about the United States Preventive Services Task Force. Although I do have to say this. I forgot to bring this up the other day. I was at a spoke to a woman's group the other day. And one of the ladies asked me if Alex Jones was as sexy as he sounds. And, it's very, very interesting because he does sound sexy. I have met him, of course, at radio conferences. But I can't answer that because he's kind of like a brother in terms of radio brother. So we don't really look at each other in radio hosts as anybody that, you know, we would sleep with. But he is sexy. But I don't look at him that way, okay? Because, see, you know, we're on the same network. That would be very incestual. But, yeah, he is. He's a good-looking guy. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, you know, you guys can ask me anything. I mean, skin marks, this, I'll take it. Let's go get to some medical news, please. So the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is reiterating that you could wait on the mammogram till you're age 50. What? And you could just do it every couple years. So they do say that they save lives, but that there are downsides, and that these downsides are underappreciated by doctors and the general public. Underappreciate this. Chief among the problems associated with screening mammography, they say, and this has been reported in the LA Times, is the risk that it will result in unnecessary procedures and treatment by finding abnormal cells that would have been harmless if left alone, according to the panel. They say about one out of every five women diagnosed with screening mammography and treated for breast cancer is being treated for cancer that would never have been discovered or caused her health problems in the absence of screening. Okay, so what are they trying to say? Are they trying to say that some of us could be walking around with breast cancer, but it might be a type of cancer that we could blow off? How many of you ladies out there, raise your hands, would like to leave the government the choice and leave it up to chance that if you have breast cancer, it could be the one to watch and wait and leave alone? How many of you guys want to take that chance? Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death among women. What's the first leading cause in both men and women? Lung cancer, still. Among every 10,000 women in the United States, they say 125 diagnosed with breast cancer. What? Oh, among every 10,000 women. I'm going to say there's a hell of a lot more than that. About 125 are diagnosed per 10,000 women, and 22 women will die per 10,000 women. So that translates to 233,000 new diagnoses and 40,000 deaths in 2014. So no wonder we women are like mammogrammy. Two-thirds of American women ages 40 and above said they've had the test within the last 2 years, including 51% who said they had it in the last 12 months, according to the American Cancer Society. Now, you have the American Cancer Society, National Comprehensive Cancer Network, American College of Radiology, and the Dr. Dahlia Show recommending annual mammograms for women at average risk of cancer beginning at age 40. Now, here's my thing. Actually, this is what I recommend. I recommend a baseline between 35 and 40. Then I recommend them every 2 years in your 40s, every year in your 50s. That's what I recommend because that's what I was taught. Okay? And knock on wood, we have not lost one breast cancer patient. And I also recommend that you do monthly breast exams. Remember they came up with that saying, nah, you don't have to do monthly breast exams. I'm like, what? This is bull crap. I do blame Obamacare for this. So my recommendation, I understand I'm supposed to tell you what the task force says. The task force says do it every couple years and do your mammograms between 50 and 74. All right, and that's for average risk. Now, some of you will be like, okay, well, what makes you at high risk? Well, if there's family history, if you have the BRCA gene mutation, if you have obesity, never breastfed, these things are you know, risk factors. There's another one that I like to add as a risk factor for breast cancer. And I can't think of it. It's something that I personally decided to add on my own. I can't think of it right now. Okay, in my family, none of the women get mammograms. Okay? And everybody dies before they get diagnosed with the type of cancer I'm being asked about. So, you know, I have no idea if I have a family history of breast cancer, which is why I finally dragged one of my family members in to get a mammogram, and lo and behold, she had breast cancer. So now I'm at higher risk. So the problem with this is, how do you know that you're not at higher risk? Oh, if you've had like a previous biopsy, that could also put you at risk. If you've had a previous lump, super dense breasts, things like that could possibly put you more at risk for having something, and I would suggest you be screened a little more thoroughly. So, personally, I don't choose which woman to screen more thoroughly. What I do is I let everybody have the option of getting a mammogram or an ultrasound. Now, I don't have to go by the task force. Okay? A lot of people think the doctors have to go by exactly what the task force says. No. If I want insurance to pay for it, I do. But if my patient's like, let's tell you, I'll pay cash, what do you recommend I do? I'm nervous. I'm like, look, I want you feeling at ease. Okay? All right, if you want to get a mammogram, if you want to get an ultrasound, if you want to see a breast doctor, fine by me. I'm not going to withhold it. So, all right, they're worried about the cost of treating breast tumors. They're worried about breast tumors that aren't dangerous and the money it costs. They're worried about false positives. All right, this idea of false positive, all right, and I correct you guys a lot, and I want to correct the media. When you guys say false positive, a false positive is you not being pregnant and you taking a urine pregnancy test and it comes up positive that you're pregnant, but you aren't. Okay? That's a false positive. You having something funny looking on a test and we are wanting to get a closer look or evaluating it, that's not a false positive. A false positive when we're talking about breast cancer would be you having a piece of tissue taken out of biopsy. The doctor looking at it, or the pathologist saying, this is definitely breast cancer. I'm saying there's breast cancer here. Then you come to find out you never had breast cancer to begin with. That's a false positive. Now, how often does that happen? Doesn't happen as often as the media is trying to say it is. So, we will save money as a country giving people less mammograms. They're right about that. Okay, yeah, we are going to save money. In fact, if we put off your mammogram screening to every 5 years, we'll be saving a hell of a lot of money. But I don't want to save money on your life. I would rather save money by other ways. All right? You know, not having all health care free, but maybe people paying $5 when they go in if they're, you know, getting government subsidies when they're not disabled or veterans, etc. All right? I mean, you know, breast cancer grows quickly. So you go in every 2 years. You know, remember we talked about colonoscopies where I practice in the West and we do colonoscopies every 5 years. We really don't do colonoscopies every 10 years. A lot of doctors recommend every 5 years. Why? Because the average colon cancer grows within 10 years. And so if that colonoscopy wasn't 100%, and nothing is ever 100%, you then could guarantee getting two colonoscopies within that 10-year period that'll hopefully then catch anything that could be growing. Right? And we find that every 5 years does really, really well, right? You know, in terms of preventing colon cancer, right? It's you know, doing great with my patient population. So, but colon cancer grows slowly. Okay? What about breast cancer? Well, it depends on the type of breast cancer. Some breast cancer is fast and vicious, and some is slow. I admit that. I admit some breast cancer is slow. There may be some breast cancers that are so slow that you'll die of other causes before the breast cancer gets you. But if you got the fast-growing kind, do you think you want to wait every 2 years for your screening? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Be right back.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.